Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network.
Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and we're here for a weekly wine review. I didn't want to bring out anything different because I was eating some really spicy curry food, and it had like sweet carrots and other type sweetness in there, but the spices were really heavy in there. So I was like, let me try one of my regulars, and I'm going to bring out a contrasting wine, which is usually my Riesling. So if you follow me a lot, I love to have Riesling with Asian dishes or Indian spicy dishes, a lot of spicier dishes from those regions. Like spicier dishes that's Spanish, I normally get like a tempranillo or red or something in that manner, because it's normally something with tomatoes and very more acidic than the heat. And anything that's sweet dissipates the heatness as you take it. You getting it, but you enjoying it and going from there. So this time I normally have a spot lacy. And you know, we talked about this before, a spot lacy, house lacy, a cabinet, a beer house lacy, all the different types of different kind of Riesling wines. And this house lacy is a little more sweeter and complex than the actual spot lacy Riesling. So I wanted to try an house lacy, because I normally do a spot lacy when it comes to Rieslings. But I had this one. This one had a lot more honey and a lot popping with the pineapples, because I love those tropical fruits, lemony, but it's that sweet honey smell and taste and all of that gets in there. So I really enjoy that, and I really wanted to have that with this curry dish that I had, and it went very well. So let's get a taste of it, you know, and then give you the quick background. And it's German, of course, and it's from the Nahe Valley. Nahe Valley. And that's where it was really, those blue bottles you see from that region. You know, there's some that got the brown bottle, and it's really different. And in different regions in Germany, you see they bottle their stuff a little differently. It's like brown, blue, and the green. So let's take a whiff. So peaches, and really that pineapple that I was telling you earlier, that really pops out there. But some peaches, those nice fruity, yeah, nice fruit just coming out of there. It's not faint like most, because you know the Riesling is really going to give you that sweetness and that floral and all of those. So let's get a drink. So this is me. I grew up on Riesling, living in Germany. My first wines that I actually just started learning about them. This is my favorite. So you have that honey in it. You have that. It's a little dry. It's not as dry as like a Bierhauslacy or a Trocken. So this wasn't a Trocken to the point that's extremely. It's like semi-dry. But it's good. It's very good. And it's good if you like Rieslings, okay? It's not good for anything else. So, like I said, with that food, but if you have like a fruit salad or Asian salad that has that fruity sauce that's in there, or sweet type sweet and sour sauce, this goes really, really well with it. But anything, an aperitif or thing in that manner. Very good wine. I love it. It's a Schlickhaus 2015 Riesling Auslese Nahe. It's a 2015. So your price point on that runs from $9.99, and I've seen it as high as $25. I got mines for $11.99. So I got that. And there's a 2017 that they're promoting out there, but this was a 2015. And it's like a 5-year span. So if you don't want a lot of sweetness, this is one that's not as sweet as the fresh 2017. So you'll get this one and it'll be really good. So thank you very much, and we'll see you next time on Urban Wine Life.